This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock. Well, my name is Kshitij Anand and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which moved the markets on Thursday, that is 26th of December. Well, Indian markets fell for the second consecutive day in a row on Thursday amid F&O expiry jitters to close below its crucial support levels. In fact, Sensex plunged by about 300 points while the Nifty 50 broke below 12,200 levels. Now let's look at the final tally on D Street as well. Sensex plunged 297 points to close at 41,163, while the Nifty 50 fell 88 points to close at 12,126. Now sectorally, the action was seen in metals and consumer discretionary stocks, while the profit taking was seen in telecom, energy, capital goods and banking stocks. If you look at the broader market performance, in fact, broader markets did outperform as the BSE mid-cap index was down by just 0.13%, while the small-cap index was up by 0.38%. Now, the index expired December series at 12,127 with a loss of just 0.2% on expiry-to-expiry basis and formed a doji kind of a pattern on the expiry charts, hinting indecisiveness in the markets. And if you look at the January series data, it does suggest that the highest put open interest is standing at 12,000, followed by 11,500 strike. And on the higher side, resistance is still placed at 12,200, which is the highest among call open interest, followed by 12,500 levels, hinting immediate range for the January series. Now, experts are of the view that the consolidation is likely to continue for some more time, amid the lackluster trading due to the ongoing holiday season. Now, let's look at the top Nifty gainers, which include names like Bajaj Finance, ONGC, Vedanta, as well as Tata Steel. While in terms of losers, IOC, RIL, Bharti Airtel, and Yes Bank were the top losers among the Nifty losers. Now, if you look at the stocks and sectors, well, sectorally, the BSE Metal Index was up 0.6%, followed by the S&P BSE Consumer Discretionary Index, which was up 0.05%. And in terms of stocks that are on the losing front, well, the Telecom Index was down by 1.7%, followed by the Energy Index, which fell 1.4%, and the Capital Goods Index fell 1.1%. Now, volume spike of 100 to 200% was seen in stocks like Hexaware Technologies, as well as GMR Infra. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Marico, LIC Housing Finance, Shree Cement, as well as Asian Paints. Short buildup was seen in stocks like Godrej Consumer Product, Tata Power, Cipla, as well as HCL Technologies. Now, let's look at the stocks which made a movement based on some sort of news flow. Well, three stocks that are going out of the derivatives segment from December expiry are Hexaware Technologies, Tata Elxsi, and Union Bank. And four more stocks will be going out of January expiries. That include names like Castrol, Dish TV, NBCC, as well as Tata Motors DVR. So we could see some bit of more movement in these stocks. Now, the next stock that we have on the list is Eveready Industries. Now, Eveready Industries jumped 5% after the company was allowed to go ahead with the sale of its property at Hyderabad. Coffee Day was also in focus. In fact, it was up 2% after media reports suggested that the private equity firm KKR and Apex Partners are the only ones left in the race for a significant stake purchase at the Coffee Day. Now, metal stocks also ended high. In fact, they were the top gainers after the US President Donald Trump said on Tuesday he and Chinese President Xi Jinping will have a signing ceremony to sign the first phase of the US-China trade deal agreed this month. Yes Bank was also in focus. In fact, the stock price fell by 4% on the back of rating downgrade by Brickwork Rating. Now, how is the Nifty placed in terms of technical charts? Well, it formed a bearish candle on the daily charts for the second day in a row. In fact, it closed below its 5 days exponential moving average as well as 13 days exponential moving average, but above 20 days exponential moving average. Now, the MACD is on the verge of giving a breakout or bearish signal on the Nifty, which might be a slightly negative sign for the index. Now, market is likely to trade in a range and any recovery attempt is likely to remain short-lived. That's what most technical experts are suggesting at this point in time. In fact, they suggest that for time being, traders are advised to hold. In fact, avoid buying the dip and positional traders can consider shorts on any recovery attempt in the next session, preferably around 12,150 levels with a stop above 12,200 on closing basis. In fact, three crucial levels to watch out for in Friday's trading session would be 12,118 on the downside, 12,200, as well as 12,300. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business, and economy.
forward or a subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer is available on Android and the web.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.